Thank you for calling William Jeffries. Happy holidays. Talbot speaking. How can I help?
Hey, Talbot. It's Mick.
Hey, Mick. You think I recognize your phone number by now? I'll actually use it. Says who it is. You must be calling from a different phone. How's it going this morning?
Good. Very good, thanks. Yeah, I started off the day with my very first phone call I got from a customer. They sold a $30,000 3-carat. I'm like, all right.
Oh, rub that luck on us.
I'm sharing it with everybody. I mean, doesn't suck to start the day off that way.
No, that's great news.
Yeah.
who do you need to yell at today?
Jeff called to yell at me, so I was calling him back.
All right, let me transfer you up. Thanks, have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
And you don't have any snow there?
A little bit. Yeah. Did you guys get some? I actually spoke to a different customer that is closer to the hills, and he said they got like 4 inches in Virginia.
We got about 2 to 3, but
okay.
The roads are fairly clear, but we're expecting some ice. And where I live on the east end, we already started to get ice before I left. So. But it's not bad. The people are staying off the roads, which makes it easier.
Yeah, I mean, that's more dangerous. 3 to 4 inches to you is more dangerous than a foot of snow is to me, because our cars are just, I mean, we've got the right tires,
and
we've got
used
the right
to
plows, and we're used to it, yeah. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So be careful.
People here lose their minds.
Yeah.
All right, let me transfer you up.
All right.
Hello, sir.
Hey, bud. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You know, Jeff, I'm actually having a really flipping good morning.
Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah, so I'm sharing it with everybody so that hopefully they have a good morning.
Well, we're certainly having a good morning here. We got 2.5 inches of snow on the ground, so I met all the team at 10 a.m. and bought them breakfast at the little diner around the corner from the store.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
And now we're ready to start our day.
Good.
So look it up.
Yeah, I mean, you guys don't get a ton of snow, so does that have, do you think that has like a small effect on people's mindset? Like, ooh, snow, it's Christmas.
Yes, I want the kind of snow we got, which is nuisance snow. It'll be around this morning.
Yeah.
It'll start melting this afternoon, and it'll probably be all gone by tomorrow.
That's
but you're right. It gets them in kind of that Christmas spirit, I hope.
Yep. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect Christmas snow is today, deal with it, tomorrow it's gone. Okay, in case that happens again, let's get this stuff done.
Right. And the other thing that's very interesting, just to give you an idea of what Virginia, and specifically this area, 1 to 2 inches of snow, some places possibly accumulating up to 3, all of our school districts closed yesterday. They all said, tomorrow we will not be open. Like 9
districts are closed.
Hmm?
The city is closed, too.
Oh, the city government office is closed, too?
It's work from home.
Oh, uh-huh. So, yeah, we just don't know. We don't have the equipment. Our drivers aren't capable of knowing how to drive. It's just one accident on the highway after another from people thinking they can still go 70 miles an hour and stop on a dime.
100%. I'm glad they take that caution. I was just talking to Talbot. I'm like, dude, it literally could snow 10 inches, 12 inches. I would leave 15 minutes earlier than I normally do, and I'd still be to work on my normal time. Like, we're so accustomed to it, but you gotta think about those who aren't accustomed to it. You don't have the equipment, you don't have the plows, you don't have the tires, and more than anything, you don't have the frequency of driving in it that you know how to respond properly.
Right.
So you're 100% right. In fact, going down the highway when it gets snowy here, you'll get those guys that are in their little SUVs and they think that they're bulletproof flying down the highway, and I just kind of snicker and I'm like, I'll see you in the ditch in about 3 or 4 miles. And 9 times
exactly
out of 10,
right.
You're 100%.
Yeah.
And it's always the jackass in an SUV with four-wheel drive because they think they're invincible.
Right, right. When Greg and I, my brother and I, went to Bowling Green a couple weekends ago, Veterans Day weekend, because I was able to get us tickets to tour the Corvette factory.
Mm.
So on our way home, we came home during that really bad storm and, like, drove along with it at all the way back. And it's amazing to me how many people just think they are so invincible that, you know, big highway, overpass, you know it's frozen solid, and they're still just flying through hoping gravity propels them to the other side.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, whatever. I need a few diamonds for tomorrow.
Sure.
If I can. P314813.
Here, I didn't realize you were going to have the P numbers so readily available, so give me
look how good I am.
You
it's
really,
also,
I've trained you
this
well.
Is Isaac. Yes, sir. This is Isaac's customer for tomorrow.
Okay.
He did an excellent job of doing some research.
All right. What's the next one?
321210.
Okay, I hear a third one in your voice.
321192. And one of the three says call.
Maybe.
Maybe, as Isaac recalled.
Okay.
And I have him sitting here listening to us so he can learn how to make these calls himself.
Perfect. Okay. So, good news, bad news. Obviously, we're actually doing free delivery for Saturday already, so you're good. All three of them technically are available. Here is, well, actually, let me rephrase that. So, the one that ends in 813, it's the 106DVS2.
Right.
That one's here. So, we're good to go on that. My quote-unquote issue is the other two that he selected are on their way from New York City to Rochester, so there's not always a guarantee that they're going to be immediately available, like, because for all I know, they sent out, you know, they've got the package ready to go out today, and they're shipping it to us for Monday. I just don't know that yet. The bigger quandary that I think I have right this second is Marquis are hugely popular right this second. They're not very abundant, and in December I'm kind of handcuffed for everybody. Is I can do an A and a B option. I don't have the luxury of a C option this time of year.
Okay, so so the D you said is good to go.
Yes.
And then could we get a
here's what I would do, Isaac.
Do you want to do the H?
Here's what I would do. I would ask Nick what he thinks you should do from a standpoint of talk to him a little bit about your client.
So
what is she looking for?
She's looking for a like 1-carat marquee at the moment. Doesn't really, she in the future has plans to maybe go up to a 3-carat down the road.
Okay.
In the next 5 to 10 years. And so we are a little hesitant with, because if she does want to take the marquee
and
make a 3-stone ring, she's going to have to match a DVS1 to all the 3-carat, and that is just, that might be a little too crazy. So what do you recommend kind of with a good, like, starter marquee and then in the future,
what have you got
upgradable?
Available?
Yeah.
All right, that's a fair question. So right now in what I have available, what strikes me as the one that you would probably want and will probably sell is there's a 101 GSI-1 for $33.58. It is a 1.94-to-1 ratio, so it's very similar to the ratios of the two that I'm kind of sitting here going, I don't know if I'm going to have available. And it's only 33.58. So it's a great comparison stone to the DVS-2 because at cost, there's around an $1,800 cost difference. So if my math is right, that's probably close to a $2,500 retail difference once shown. She's either going to see the value difference and say, yes, I like that one. It's prettier, and I see the value in spending more. Or she could say, I don't see the difference between those two. Let me save the money. And clearly a GSI-1 is a little bit more easy to duplicate 3 years down the road if necessary. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that works for us.
Okay. And I happen to have a GSI-1 that just, I mean, it's sitting here, so it's like, okay, that makes life easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think those two, then, if we can get them by tomorrow, that would be great.
All right, I'll take care of that. And then when we are not in the muck of either the season or a day, Isaac, why don't you call me sometime? Your dad and I have talked about this for years. In fact, I think you guys have it, and you probably teach it, but we have what we call, and I'm putting my hands up in air quotes, we have what we call the perfect qualify. And it's a sheet that we share with all of our new reps in order to best qualify the salespeople that call in, because not everybody has 30 years experience, so you kind of need to baby step them through it. If I can teach you those baby steps, it will make your phone calls to a vendor 100 times easier and 100 times clearer so that you can be confident that you're kind of hitting the nail on the head for your customer.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I would really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, I know I can't overnight gain 30 years of experience, but I'm trying to take away at the resources that I have.
My friend, your dad and I can't do it 100% of the time, and we've been doing it since Moses separated the Red Sea. So I think you're doing good. So
thank you.
All right, and then also, I mean, the other thing, and this is just a backdrop knowledge for you, and I'm sure one of the reasons that he had you call me is because of the trade-in. But I always remind everybody because it doesn't – I have people I've dealt with for 15, 20 years that always forget about this until the day they need it. Every one of my diamonds, as long as there's a lab report to it, I don't like to use the word certification, but a lab report, GIA or whatever other, has a 100% trade-in value as long as there's no damage to the diamond. So if her end game is a 3-carat, you can let her know that if she's not sentimentally attached to this in order to reach for the bigger one, you can step up. Next 2 years from now, she can go up to a 1.5 carats. 2 years from there, she can go up to a 2 3/4, like whatever, to wherever she gets to her goal.
Yeah, that is really helpful, and I will definitely be mentioning that because I think in the long run, definitely looking to build a relationship as well as looking to have them, one day maybe get a 4-carat.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Absolutely. I will let you get going. Also, just for both of you to hear and to know, I'm here tomorrow working until 5, shipping for Monday's delivery in case you guys wind up getting a customer that happens to come in tomorrow. I know we're not dealing with 100 customers a day right now, but you never know what you're going to need. I'm here on Saturday till 5.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.